This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
David Barkley knows that when you're struggling with substance abuse, the first step is often the hardest one to take. That's why a new approach that focuses on the person rather than the program is gaining popularity in Haliburton. It's called Coming Full Circle, and while it's only been in the community since last fall, its impact is already being felt. What's different is the organization doesn't demand anything from the participant, but rather takes a gentle, welcoming approach where help is offered as needed or requested. There's no set date and time for appointments, no demands made for counseling session timelines, and best of all, no judgment. The Coming Full Circle staff aren't psychologists or psychiatrists. They're people who've been there, literally, who've lived a life of drug and alcohol dependency and turned their lives around. Their personal experiences give them an extraordinary opportunity to connect with those who come in and to help with whatever's needed. Barkley sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about how the program works and how it's being received in the community.
So Coming Full Circle is a peer support-based program. It is staffed by people who are peers, people who have lived and living experience, substance use and mental health. The idea behind Coming Full Circle is that it's people who have been there, people who didn't read something in a book. They know they've lived that life and connecting with other people based on similar or mutual experiences. People know, you know, when you're talking to someone, they know, they can sense how authentic that is, that piece of really having been there. It's kind of a different way, I guess, of doing things, but it is usually where some of those best connections are really formed. We know that there can be a lot of barriers in the community to people coming in, even in connecting with people, people getting other help and supports that they are need or might be interested in accessing. But knowing someone who's been there, that's open to talk, non-judgmental, low barrier kind of conversations really helps a lot. It's true. People can say, hey, I'm the expert on this because I went to school for this many years, or I read this in a book. And someone's like, well, I think I'm the expert because I lived it, right? So we really do strongly believe that lived experience is lived expertise. It's valuable. It really is genuine. It really is authentic knowledge, right? So especially when someone can come in and connect and doesn't feel judged in those other pieces, right? Like of sometimes it's not just the power dynamic, it's the environment, right? Like, what if I have to go up to a hospital or to an office and I need to sit on the other side of the desk and my back is to that wall and that sort of thing, right? Like there's a whole piece to it.
Barkley says the lack of pressure put on those to show up at the center is critically important. Because of their lived experiences, the staff knows exactly how difficult it is to get the courage to simply walk through the front doors. So their approach is guided by the guests, not the other way around. If people need multiple visits before summoning up the courage to talk about their situation, that's all part of the help Coming Full Circle offers. It's a novel approach and one that's having a positive impact locally.
So people can come to us and maybe they want to talk about something, or maybe they don't. And that's okay, right? Like it's come and have a seat, have a cup of coffee. You know, do you want to stay? Maybe not. Maybe you want to go. That's all right. And sometimes someone will come and maybe they'll come one or two times and then start to feel more comfortable and start to open up and start to have a conversation. And that can really lead to a lot of great things. But you can't really get that in an office. You have an appointment and you have this appointment happens at this time and you have objectives for that appointment. And if you're not meeting those objectives, oftentimes they don't want you to come back. There is a lot of that piece of like, okay, let's take it slow. What are you comfortable with? What do you want to do? What are you hoping from in coming here? First of all, it's a big step in coming here. It's a big step coming into somewhere you don't know. You don't know the people there. And just really saying, you know, taking some time to look at that. That's awesome. That's an amazing step. But not to have judgment, but also not to have a lot of expectations on people right out the gate, right? It's very difficult, right? Like for anyone, I think everyone can relate to that one. You know, if we've ever been in a situation where we've needed to ask for help, it is brave and it is difficult, right? I think most people have experienced that at some point in their life. It all might look a little different, but yeah, I think we can all identify with that piece of it.
Coming Full Circle is a new and innovative pilot project that was identified as a gap needing to be filled by Point in Time and the Haliburton County Connections Committee. The two organizations applied for a federal grant and pulled in the Canadian Mental Health Association, who now oversees the program. It's a guest-led, peer approach that aims to overcome the barriers of access in communities and stigma.
The goal is what the person says their goal is. That's it. That's it, really. I mean, people will come in and maybe some people are going to say, yes, actually, I really want to work on my substance use. And maybe that isn't the goal that they're coming in with. There's a ton of things, you know, that could pop up, but it is person-centered. We're focused on the person. They're coming to us with what they want to do, and that is what the goal is. Peer is not about telling you what you should be doing, right? It's about listening to you, having a conversation about that, and supporting you in doing those things and making those choices for your goals that you have. So we're not prescribing anything. We're not prescribing, obviously, any sort of medication, but we're also not prescribing an idea or a goal to someone. So it's very, very person-centered. With success, I am boots to the ground. Success to me is if someone comes in like for that first time to connect with someone, and maybe they haven't done that in a while. Just that first conversation, maybe a glimpse of a smile, already success. The box is checked. That said, there's more things that we might want to help someone with. So it is really about their goals, but forming those connections is an early and extremely important piece, right? Those social pieces have a lot more value than people give that credit for. So I think that right out the gate, you know, those early things are quite successful. They're bigger steps than people realize. Idea of peer support is existed for thousands of years, right? It's community. It's people helping people around mutual struggles or things that they faced, right? I have this knowledge because I went through that same thing. I'm going to help you with this, right? So the idea of peer support, longstanding, right? But it is a very important model. And there are a ton of peer support-based programs across Ontario, across Canada, and not only in Canada, across the world, really, right? I think one of the things that's really important about our program is it is entirely peer-led. There are a lot of programs that have a peer support complement to them, whether they have things like caseworkers, social workers, doctors and nurses, and a peer support person. Our team is entirely peer support. Peer specialist workers entirely.
Since it opened late September, Coming Full Circle has on average 18 people walk through its doors each day. Barclay is thrilled with the interest to date and knows that even in a smaller community, the need is great.
So we knew that, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And while you might not see it every day, it doesn't mean that it isn't happening in the community. And bigger urban centers, people like, oh, I see that every day when I walk down the street. So I know it's happening. Maybe in Halliburton County, people might question that. So the thing is that, you know, we're all human. And so a lot of people have experienced a lot of difficulties in life and challenges. I hate to bring it up, but I think when COVID happened, we all kind of had a sense of what that might be for other people. Some people that experienced that level of isolation daily, we all got a little taste of it. We don't want more. But I think people started to realize, hey, actually, yeah, there's a lot of people right here in my local community that we don't see all the time or don't think about, but are our neighbors, right, in the community and are experiencing a lot of these challenges. So when we saw that we were right, as it were, that people came in the community, that was wonderful. We knew that we had to build trust as well, right? It's important. Another piece of having people come to you and accessing your programs or your supports or being able to help people is they need to trust you. And trust needs to be built and trust needs to be earned. I recognize very strongly that it is amazing what we've accomplished so far. And would love to continue to do that and move that even farther, right? So I think peer support is a really essential piece. It's new to some, but it is a really important approach, especially when there's a lot of barriers in place. It's rewarding. It is not easy work either, but there is something that you most certainly get back from it as well, right? There's a piece of helping yourself in helping others. I think that's universal.
Coming Full Circle is located at 83 Maple Avenue, Unit 7A of the Halco Plaza in Halliburton. There are drop-ins each week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And every second and fourth Friday, there are evening drop-ins from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. As the program grows and renews funding, they hope to host some events, including a barbecue and other activities. For more information, visit cmhahkpr.ca/comingfullcircle.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.